This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, along with his vice president and other senior officials, has left the country of Afghanistan. His location is unknown. In a Facebook post, Ghani said he had left the country in order to avoid bloodshed. He did not say where he is. This was his first comment since leaving Afghanistan earlier Sunday. Just came in the last few minutes. Top members of the Taliban Military Commission are in the presidential palace in Kabul as Taliban fighters take positions at key posts in the city. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid confirmed Sunday evening that the fighters were directed to guard security posts and other installations in Kabul to prevent looting. Abdullah Abdullah, head of the Afghan National Reconciliation Council, posted a video on Facebook. He confirmed that Ghani had left Afghanistan. He said, quote, "I feel the former president left the country and people in a bad position." Sources directly aware of the developments in Afghanistan told VOA that Sunday morning a Taliban delegation engaged prominent Afghan politicians and elders in negotiations that culminated in Ghani stepping down. The Taliban maintained in the talks that they would not engage Ghani in any transfer of power, saying he was not a legitimate president. It isn't yet clear exactly how power would be transferred to any new leadership in Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy said there were reports the capital's airport had come under fire. That's the same airport to which diplomats, officials, and other Afghans have fled, hoping to leave the country. Hundreds of Afghans are crowded in the airport terminal, desperately waiting for flights out. A NATO official has said NATO is maintaining its diplomatic presence in Kabul and helping to keep the airport running. You're listening to VOA News.